Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry tonight. Chris Chubbs alongside through 9 o'clock tonight. All right, now we're going to talk a little MLB with Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Bob, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, my pleasure. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, good, Bob. MLB awards, really no surprise on the MLB front, or is it? Did Cal Raleigh get a bad deal in the AL?
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, if I was an American League voter, I would have voted for Cal Raleigh. My thing is that it's the most valuable player award, not the best player award. But the best player award, you know, we give the award to Barry Bonds for 15 straight years, or Willie Mays every year you played, that sort of thing. I just thought what Raleigh did as a catcher, you know, hitting 60 home runs, getting the Mariners to, you know, first place for the first time since 2001, that he deserved the MVP. Nothing against Aaron Judge, but I just thought he was more valuable.
Yeah, you know, and you look at the numbers Judge put up, and it, you know, you looked at them all year, and then at the end of the year, 53 home runs, won a batting title at .331. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember when they, kind of balked, you know, giving him that money. And the Padres stepped up, the Giants were stepping up, and kind of forced the Yankees to raise their offer. And he's their franchise, they face their franchise, and he's their Derek Jeter.
Yeah, and you know the thing about Judge, what's really impressed me is how he's handled New York, but how he handled that situation where he literally bet on himself and didn't take the money that was on the table and let it play out and got even more money. He really, and maybe bet's not the right term right now, but, you know, he showed faith in his ability, and it certainly paid dividends at contract time.
Yeah, I want to say they were offering around $211 million, $211 million, something like that. So he made extra $150 million. By betting on himself. So no, you're absolutely right. You know, we've seen guys do that. I mean, Max Scherzer did that. Remember, he had the big offer from Detroit. Juan Soto did it when he turned down the Nationals offer. So, it seems like we're seeing that more and more.
Yeah. And then over in the NL, absolutely no surprise. Oh, Ohtani, the MVP. And Bob, you know, this is rare air for the game. What he is doing and what he showed in a spectacular World Series and what he's shown to this point in his career, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's a guy, you know, every single year, if you predict, okay, who's going to, you know, win the MVP, you always got to go with him. as long as he's doing both things, pitching and hitting. I think at some point he's going to give up the pitching. It'll be interesting to see if he goes to right field and becomes a Gold Glove right fielder. I think he's going to play the field before his career is over.
Yeah, you know, and Bob, you look at his talent and what he's accomplished in the game. You can put him in the category of, you know, clearly the all-time greats already. It's not a stretch to just put him up there and say, yeah, this guy is, you know, is as good as we've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, particularly once he goes to the field. Right now he's just a DH, you know, plus the pitching. But, yeah, and if he ever has that one big monster year as a pitcher, say it's next year, you know, say he wins 15 to 20, then I think it really goes up in that upper echelon.
Yeah. Speaking of pitching, no surprise on the Cy Young. But the surprise is that Skubal for the Tigers and Skeens for the Pirates, you know, they could be on the move.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's definitely not going to trade Paul Skeens now. They're not making money. So could they do it a year from now, 2 years from now? Sure. Skubal, I think the Tigers are saying, you know what, we're going to listen. You know, we don't think we're probably going to be able to sign him a year from now. Best pitcher, you know, probably in the game. Let's listen and see what people have to offer. So I think that will be an ongoing narrative all summer. And, you know, as long as they're in the race, as long as, you know, they win the division, they're not going to trade them. But for some reason, they slip and they don't have the same kind of year that I think we could see Skubal, you know, big time come a trade deadline.
Bob Nightingale's covered the major leagues for a long time, and insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob, that kind of leads us into the next thing and free agency. But before we get into that, I know that there's been a lot of eyebrows raised on how the Twins went into the offseason. What happened at the deadline? Blew up their bullpen, you know, traded away all those players, and there still doesn't seem to be a plan going forward, that they have an outline. You know, are they going to move on from the likes of Joe Ryan and Pablo Lopez and tear it down to the studs and really start over? Or are they going to try and take that core group, including Byron Buxton and Pablo Lopez and Joe Ryan and a couple other veteran players, and try and build around those guys and attempt to contend sooner than later? It really is curious. I know, you know, other writers that follow the game have weighed in on this. What's your read on what's going on with the Twins?
I think it's a wait and see. I mean, in which way are they going to go? You know, I think they got to listen to offers from both Ryan and Lopez. You know, Ryan's going to draw a lot more attention because he's not making any money. You know, he just made $3 million last year, arbitration eligible next 2 years. Whereas Lopez is, you know, $21 million a year for two more years. So I think they got his side. I mean, certainly have star players. You know, and he just saved $30, $35 million by trading away, you know, Carlos Correa. So, yeah, it's be interesting what they do. You know, I think people, too, are still can't put their wrap their mind around trading Louis Varland. I mean, we saw what he did with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays aren't, you know, 90 feet away from winning the World Series without him. He was a, you know, godsend for them. So, you know, especially being a, you know, local guy and, you know, growing up a Twins fan and everything else. But, yeah, I think we won't know what the Twins' real intentions are for a few more weeks.
And have you heard anything about these other investors that are going to jump in? Has there been any talk around the game about who that might be or how that might be structured or what that money would be used for? A lot of talk about paying down the debt that the Poleds had accrued over the years owning the club, you know, or could some of that money be funneled into payroll in the short term?
Yeah, great question. I know that you have the owners' meetings here next week. So I think some more answers will come from that as far as, okay, who these investors are. And I think, you know, every owner of baseball, you know, will know that answer, that they're going to have to kind of reveal who those guys are and what the plans are.
Yeah.
We're seeing, you know, more teams do that. You know, Cleveland did that. But, you know, they still really haven't spent that big money everybody kept waiting for.
Yeah, and, you know, Bob, when you go to these owner meetings, I would assume when they get together in a room, a topic has got to be the collective bargaining agreement. Storm clouds continue to gather one more season, and then who knows?
Yeah, exactly. You know, December 1st of next year, I think everybody's going to brace themselves for a work stoppage. You know, that could last a few months. But we'll see. I think a big thing, too, is Rob Manfred's trying to get the owners to kind of centralize the local TV money, which, of course, would help the Twins, you know, considering teams like the Dodgers are making $330 million a year, and where a lot of these teams, you know, making $30 to $40 million a year. So, you know, that would be obviously a great benefit for the Twins.
Yeah, and it seems to me that, you know, typically it's been owners versus players, but this could be kind of a three-way battle here. Some owners against the owners and the players against all the owners. I mean, in that respect, it really could be a mess because the big money clubs like the Yankees or the Dodgers that are getting all of this television money, you know, they don't want to share that with the Pirates or the Guardians or the Twins.
No, I think what the big market teams, you know, hey, they pay more for their franchise and everything else. You know, so they say, you know, we should get more. You know, we pay a lot more, you know, for our team than we did for the Twins and Guardians and all that. I think what, though, is really irritating those owners are a team like the Pirates. If you talk to baseball people and even people in the union, they'll tell you that the Pirates are one of the top five profitable teams in baseball. Well, wait a minute now. You know, why are we sharing our money to the Pirates if they're not going to invest it back in the team and they're just lining their own pockets with it?
Well, and that brings up the point. You feel bad for Pirates fans. Here they've got Paul Skenes, generational pitching talent, won a Cy Young Award, could win multiple Cy Youngs. You know, the sky's really the limit with health for this guy. And I don't think anybody believes he's going to be there long term, that he will not finish his career in a Pirates uniform.
Yeah, no, that's a shame. I mean, he's saying all the right things. I want to win there. I can't wait to turn this thing around. Obviously, a you know, class act. You know, spending a couple of years at the Air Force Academy, wanting to go, you know, serve in the military once he's done playing again. So yeah, it's a guy everybody had roots for. But you're right. You don't want it to be a thing like, you know, how long before the Pirates trade him because they can't afford him.
Yeah. And then, Bob, we got to bring up something else, and that is what appears to be a very serious situation in Cleveland. Guardian closer Emmanuel Clase arrested by FBI agents in New York on Thursday. Give us your perspective on this story.
Well, I mean, it certainly looks bad. You know, right now you say, you know, there's zero chance these guys ever throwing our pitch again in Major League Baseball. You know, when the feds are involved, they have the information, what they believe is the evidence. You know, you've seen it online, those pitches were, you know, way off, things like that. And I know it's just one pitch a game, or, you know, one pitch, you know, 9 or 10 times when it happened. You know, and that's, you know, terrifying. I mean, nobody wants to see that. You know, and that's why they started a commission in the first place, the Black Sox scandal. Yeah. So, you know, the worry is, if these two guys are doing it, particularly Class A, who's already making $6 million a year, I think we have to be naive to think that these are only two guys in baseball who are doing something like that.
Yeah, and I suppose that has also got to be a topic of conversation for the owners when they get together because, you know, once again, 107 years ago, we had the, you know, 1918 White Sox and the Black Sox scandal and all the rant, and Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis got on the scene and cleaned it up, and a lot of players were banned. You just get the sense in all sports, we had the NBA not that long ago, you know, the worry has got to be this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just a you worry about, you know, who's feeding information to gamblers. Everybody knows a lot. Every player and the coach on a team knows where the lineup is the night before. You know, the gamblers gain that information ahead of time. And I think also, too, you know, kind of a scary thing for the next collective bargaining agreement is, okay, how long are players really going to hold out? If guys are doing this kind of stuff for, you know, $6,000 or $7,000, guys really want to miss a paycheck. So, you know, you have that part, too. It's a bad thing all the way around. You know, nobody wants to see these games, you know, being fixed, or, you know, that's the beauty about sports. You know, just you think it's pure entertainment, that sort of thing. And you don't want things to be coming out like, okay, is this really in the up and up or not?
Yeah, and, you know, it's still one of my favorite sports movies of all time. I brought it up last night when the Clause A, and there was the update on the story yesterday, where I said I recommend to people, if they haven't seen the movie 8 Men Out, I think it's excellent. I think they really did a terrific job on that, to take the time and watch that film. I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, and the beauty about it, it's all real. You know, from facts, everything else that happened then. But yeah, I mean, that's where the heart of commissioner saying we gotta, you know, take control of this. And I hate the fact that, you know, gambling's everywhere, in the sense where you're watching a telecast, they're talking about the odds of the game, that sort of thing constantly. Where, remember, it was back in the 70s where guys like Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle were actually banned from baseball because they were greeters at casinos. You know, now, and that way, you know, gambling is everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere. And the sports have embraced it. You know, it didn't right. take long for all the leagues to jump in on it. So, it'll be fascinating to see how MLB and the other leagues deal with this going forward. Hey, Bob, always good to visit with you. Once again, you covered the game for a long time and have a lot of great insight.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Steve.
Yeah, there he is, Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider. And, of course, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob Nightingale once again talking to MLB here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Steve in for Henry tonight. Happy Friday. Chris Tubbs is here. What a weather day. And we got a good bite of the night.
Well, last night we went with the New York football Giants and Jameis Winston. Yeah. And, you know, his tribute to, to Hamilton. Well, we are going to stay in the Big Apple with the New York football Giants because Cam Scatterbaugh, the outstanding young rookie. I'm a big fan of Cam Scatterbaugh, the rookie running back who he's just a big ball of energy, and he's, you know, plays physical, runs hard, and not afraid of anything.
Fan favorite.
Fan favorite, absolutely. I mean, if every team needs a guy like Cam Scatterbaugh. Well, he suffered a horrible season-ending ankle injury on injured reserve. Well, he was on a stream a couple of nights ago, and I think, frankly, he's asking the question that maybe more of us in the world should really be contemplating the same thing.
Do you, like, turn your head to eat a taco, or do you turn the taco for you? Like, are you dominant to the taco, or does the taco, like, do you turn your head for the taco? It's about the dominance of the taco, though. Like, if you're turning the taco, you're dominating the taco.
Yeah, Steve, so do you dominate the taco, or do you let the taco dominate you?
You know, the thing is, I had my fill of hard shell tacos when I was a kid. That was kind of a go-to. Around the house when I was a kid, we kind of shared in the cooking duties.
Okay.
That, because my mom and dad worked, and we went to school and played sports and had other activities after school. So we all kind of chipped in. But one of the members of the family, one of their go-tos was taco night, and it was the hard shells. And I've had my fill. I can't do hard shells anymore. So I really don't have an opinion, but I would always turn my head to the taco.
The the way that he went about it too, like, there was the visual, and he's showing and he's mimicking eating a taco, and it almost looks like he's mimicking a burrito. I'm like, dude, that's a burrito. That's not a taco. So you know, it was just so great. You know what? Because he's a young kid who is doing what young kids do. He's hurt. There's obviously, I mean, you know, he can't, you know, be with his team 24/7. So, you know what? Have fun. Go on a stream. Talk about eating tacos. Who cares?
Yeah. He's colorful.
Yes.
It's good.
It's very good when you've got guys like that who are just willing to be, you know, goofy and silly. People like, did you see him? He might have been high. You never know. I don't give a darn if he was, he's a kid.
He is a kid. And he could be talking about whose fault the shutdown was. I'd rather have him talk about how you approach the taco.
Yes, exactly. Talk about tacos. I thought it was great because it was just so innocent. And it's like, hey, so how do you attack a taco? It's a legitimate question. It's like, do you turn your head? And he was mimicking. I'm like, that's a really good question. Do you attack the taco, or do you let the taco come to you?
And the follow up, hard shell or soft shell?
I gotta go soft shell. Soft shell.
Here's the thing.
You can't attack a hard shell taco. You just can't.
No, when I was a youngster, I don't even know if soft shells were an option. We had the hard shells. And here's the bummer about it. You buy the store bought hard shell taco shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone, you know, took a couple out and didn't seal it up and they got stale.
Oh, that's the rugged. Worst. That's the worst.
Stale hard shell, bad, bad deal. Now, if I make a run for the border here in 2025.
Oh, yo quiero Taco Bell.
It's always soft. It's always soft shell.
I mean,
I bet I haven't had a hard shell taco in years.
I feel like you get more with a soft shell, though, because, you know, like the hard shell, you know, you can have the season, you know, like the zesty jalapeno ranch and, you know, the Dorito, you know, stuff like that. That's cool. But when you bite into it and you have those little pieces of the shell that when you crunch into it, they fall on the plate or they might fall on the floor, you're wasting food. That way, if you got like a soft shell, you're biting through that flour or the corn tortilla. I prefer flour over corn. And you're not wasting as much because if anything falls on your plate, you know, it's not like the crumbs. You can just pick it right back up and eat it.
And on the move, soft shell, a lot easier to deal with than hard shell.
For sure.
One of those hard shell fast food is just one of those items you can't eat on the road. It's like the Whopper. Try and eat the Whopper while driving. Now, it's probably illegal to be eating a Whopper, or maybe it's illegal to eat anything, period, while you're driving, but hard shells and Whoppers are certainly...
Yeah, you don't ever eat Mexican food when you're driving. Mexican and Italian are two, you can't eat and drive when you have those.
Soft shells, absolutely. It's been done, my man. It's been done on the road.
Really?
7:32.
Okay.
Quick break. We have the weather. So much more coming up on the Lake Show. Steve and Chris in tonight through 9 o'clock here on News Talk 830 WCCO. A little more baseball. Bad deal for Byron Buxton. Bad deal for Cal Raleigh. We got into that with Bob Nightingale. We'll do a little more MLB on this Friday night in a moment. We visited with Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB insider, earlier in the show.
Steve, am I going to have to turn on my air conditioner on the way home after work?
Maybe. Hmm. You could drive home with the windows open.
You know, I roll down with my speakers, with my windows down and my speakers up.
You know, it's kind of funny how it works. When I was younger, I didn't have air in all my junker cars. So I had to have the windows open when it was warm. And then I got a job and was making a little more money and at least could afford a car with working air.
Mm.
And then I got into the habit of, you know, if it was all uncomfortable, I would turn on the air. Now I'm kind of back in the mode where I like having the window open.
Yes, I'm a window open as long as I can do it sort of guy.
And I had the window open today, and it was kind of good. We probably won't be able to do that many more times between now and springtime, but yeah, it was just a spectacular day today.
Baseball weather.
Yeah, for sure. And we visited with Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB insider, earlier in the hour. We brought up MVP. Otani in the NL and Judge in the AL, and there's a lot of people that rightfully so should feel bad for Cal Raleigh, the Mariners catcher. What a year for the ages. Now Aaron Judge had a monster year. We laid out the numbers, the home runs, the batting title, etc. A terrific player, but Raleigh kind of came out of nowhere and had a season for the ages, And for him not to be MVP, I feel bad about that. And I know you're all riled up about it.
I am very Cal Raleigh'd up about this. I am very Raleigh'd up about this.
You are Raleigh'd
up. You like how I did that? No, yeah. Listen, Aaron Judge had a great year. Absolutely.
No, he did. Yeah. Oh.
He did. But I think when you look at the home run barrage that Cal Raleigh had, you know, he had the best offensive season in the history for a catcher. I mean, he signed a contract that only Joe Mauer, Buster Posey, and Will Smith had signed. He hit 60 home runs, which was a record for a catcher. Now, I know his batting average was .247. You can look at the batting average and say, well, you know, maybe the batting average wasn't there. He had more stolen bases as a catcher than Aaron Judge did. You know, they call it the most valuable player. Without Cal Raleigh, do you think the Seattle Mariners win the American League West?
No.
Without Cal Raleigh, do the Seattle Mariners make it to the American League Championship Series?
No.
Without Cal Raleigh, do the Seattle Mariners, do they captivate the nation? I don't think so. You know, he had 11 multi-home run games, which tied Hank Greenberg, Sammy Sosa, and, oh, by the way, Aaron Judge 3 years ago. I just feel like you look at everything, and for a catcher that he had to go through the day in and day out grind, I just don't see how Cal Raleigh and the Seattle Mariners compared to the New York Yankees, who, by the way, didn't even win their division, did not advance into the postseason as far as the Seattle Mariners. I don't know why this bugs me so much. I just feel like most valuable, it doesn't get any more valuable than a switch hitting catcher who hit 60 home runs and set a Major League Baseball record.
Well, and you could argue one of the big reasons Joe Mauer got into the Hall of Fame were the numbers he put up as a catcher.
Yes.
It certainly wasn't what he did playing down at first base. Joe had a Hall of Fame career as a catcher, put up ridiculous numbers, and, you know, the batting title, all of the things we know about Joe that led him to Cooperstown. So then you have a catcher like Cal Raleigh put up, once again, a season for the ages. And not a team that was just an also-ran and finished 80-82.
This isn't Andre Dawson with the Cubs in 88.
This is a big year for a playoff team. A monster year. Now, once again, I'm not ripping on it. I like Aaron Judge. He seems like a great guy who's handled New York really well. Mm-hmm. And had a huge year, but it wasn't a season for the ages.
Well, and Seattle,
like Raleigh,
yeah, did. Seattle, it's the first time that they had won the division in like 24 years,
right?
And their first home playoff berth in 21 years. So I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is crazy. There's another one, you know. Byron Buxton had a terrific year.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. And what was a miserable season for the Minnesota Twins. And, you know, at the deadline and after the deadline got ugly. But maybe you've heard this. Had Byron Buxton finished in the top 10 in the American League Most Valuable Player voting, he would have notched a $3 million bonus. Based on incentives written into his contract.
I wonder if Twins ownership swayed the vote to prevent him from finishing in the top 10.
We don't know that.
Okay.
But he finished 11th.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
He finished 11th.
Congratulations.
So it's Judge, Raleigh, Ramirez, Witt Jr., Scooble, Rodriguez, Springer, on down the list.
Mm-hmm.
Byron Buxton just outside of the top 10. Now, Byron Buxton signed that 7-year, $100 million contract. But $3 million, that's pretty good.
That's a lot of money you're missing out on. You think about it, if the Twins hadn't faltered, it could have been higher. If the Twins would have been in playoff contention,
absolutely,
you're looking, I mean, top 7, maybe even top 5. I mean, that kind of sounds ridiculous. But I think when you look at everything that he did when he was healthy, it's hard for me to not play the what-if game. Okay, what if they were a little more competitive? What if you win 7 to 8 more games? And guess what? All of a sudden, Byron plays a little bit more, and then, you know, you're in that contention. And it's, I think the Twins faltering, it definitely hurt Byron Buxton's chances.
Absolutely. He had a great year, and I just think that it's one of those where he said all the right things as far as wanting to stay a Twin and be in a Twins uniform for life. I wonder how things are going to play out this season. I have no inside information, but could he go to management and say, yeah, I'll waive that clause? I don't think the organization can afford to lose him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But who knows?
But I also think this fan base, though, Steve, it's funny because Byron Buxton has been the whipping boy because he hadn't been able to stay healthy. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous how sometimes fans have, you know, unfairly criticized Byron Buxton. But if, you know, I think a part of the fan base, if this team struggles, feels, you know what, do you owe it to Byron Buxton and what he's pushed through and what he's wanted to do for this organization? Do you owe it to Byron Buxton to allow him to play for a contender?
Yeah, and that's his call. He's earned that right when he signed that contract, strict no trade clause. That is completely up to him. And if he has decided it is in his best interest to stay here, he wants to stay here, finish his career here in a Twins uniform, like Joe Mauer did, I tip my cap. But I also can't blame a player that if a team is in deep in a rebuild mode and he feels like, hey, I'm feeling really good right now, I finally have my health, I put up a big year, I'd like to have a chance to go to a contender. I couldn't blame him either. Quick break. We'll come back. Headlines here on the Lake Show on the way in a moment. Love headlines. And Chris Tubbs, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I will also take the microphone in the chair that I am currently sitting in as well. Hey, another heads up for drivers with a major road closure this weekend in the South Metro. Get hyped and stay hyped because westbound Interstate 494 is going to be shut down tonight between 77 and 100. All ramps are going to be closed while the crews continue construction along the interstate and prepare for the area that MnDOT is calling winter configuration. Oh, we love those words. The lanes are scheduled to reopen early on Monday. Crews are also closing eastbound 494 between I-35W and 77 all day tomorrow before reopening early Sunday as part of the construction project. The project is a massive undertaking by MnDOT, which you know if you've driven along 494 recently. You sound really excited about this, Steve.
Here's the thing. I used to have a commute from the northern suburbs to the south suburbs to my job for many, many years. And during those years, and I would say I was driving north suburbs, south suburbs for my full-time job, it had to be a solid 13, 14 years. During that, 7 or 8 of them, either 494, 169, or 100 were under construction. I'll leave it at that.
Ugh, gross.
I pity the folks.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as I-29 in Sioux City for years and years and years. Right. You know? Yeah. Hey, Megyn Kelly's catching a lot of backlash for wondering if Jeffrey Epstein was actually, quote, not a pedophile. On yesterday's episode of the Megyn Kelly Show, the host mentioned she was unsure if the term pedophile applied to Epstein based on the things she had heard and the fact that he was more than, quote, barely legal age type rather than kids under the age of 10. She went on to say that he was, quote, into barely legal type, but there were not reports of him being into 8-year-olds, only that he preferred, quote, the very young teen types that could pass for even younger. She said, quote, yeah, so I don't know what's true about him, but we have yet to see anybody come forward and say, I was under 10. I was under 14 when I first came within his purview. Quote, you can say there's a distinction without a difference. I think there's a difference. There's a difference between a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old, you know? Well, unsurprisingly, this led to a lot of online backlash. She didn't address the comment or the reaction online during today's show, but that has not stopped people from pointing out how disgusting the segment got.
Yeah, it's puzzling why anybody would even go there. This whole situation is so ugly on so many levels. Why would a television personality go anywhere near that?
It doesn't matter if you're 5.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're 5 or 15.
Yeah.
Anybody just under the age of 18 is a child. They can't drive. They can't drink. They can't vote. They can't watch R-rated movies. They're children. What the hell is wrong with you if you are thinking the difference between 5 and 15, there is no difference when you're talking about a minor.
Well, and this gets back into hot take, get your name out there, clickbait, etc., etc., etc. That I think a lot of these people get so wrapped up in, I got to have the hot take or a controversial spin, and this clearly went way off the rails.
Well, it's one thing to have a contrarian opinion. Okay, you and I can have a contrarian opinion on how the Vikings should play the Bears on Sunday. Yeah. We can have a contrarian pick.
That's sports.
Yes, we can have a contrarian opinion on what's the best way to do yard work. You cannot have a contrarian opinion when it comes to whether or not somebody has sexually assaulted children under the age of 18. They are children. 15, 5, age doesn't matter. It is not consent. The frontal lobe has not been completely developed yet. I don't understand why people are defending pedophilia. That's all I got
to
say.
I wonder how this will play out for her going forward. We'll see. We've got to run. We got the news. We got the weather at 8. And then we'll talk Vikes, Bears. It's Bears week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.